Scott Peterson. Now, I got one more tape of
him. I went down to 7-Eleven, pick up a pack of smokes, and now.
There you are!
Hi, Rosie.
Okay, now, what about she's alive, and she finally calls him? Uh-huh. This is the last tape we have of this guy, John Mason. She calls him at 1 a.m. Saturday morning.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Jennifer called about 1, collect call, and her step...
Hey, hold on. How about that?
But she called and go back.
Collect call.
Thank you.
She spent all her wedding money and gambling.
Jennifer called about 1, collect call, and her stepfather answered the telephone, and I heard it ring, and for some reason I had a feeling this one was different. I just said, hey, baby, is that you? And she said, yeah. And I said, I love you. And she said, I love you, too.
Aww.
So are you okay? And she said, yeah, I'm fine. Just, I'm scared. You know, she was scared and crying and didn't know where she was.
We was listening to Don and Mike show earlier that week, and we was playing that game, Candy Get to 10, and
we's fixing to get
hitched. Yes, sir. I'm real sorry.
Okay.
He's an understanding guy, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I love you too, honey. I imagine that's going to change over the next coming days.
Listen, honey, I love you. I'm going to meet you down at the Denny's on the corner, and there'll be 18 police cruisers there.
Like he's going to want to marry her now?
I don't think he has anything. It might be out of his control right now, because she might not be available.
Right.
Well, I guess you could marry her while she's in the joint.
Sure.
Sure. Or, you know, what's her name? Mary Kay
Letourneau. Yeah.
She married that kid she went to school with. I mean, did she marry him while she was in the joint?
She seems to be more stable than this one.
No, as soon as she got out. But there are circumstances under which it happens.
No, and speaking of getting in the joint.
Who runs this joint anyway?
Hi, Rosie.
Hello?
Hi there. Listen to that hello.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm hearing you.
Yes,
too.
I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Yeah, no, you're not. Whatever. You're not the sheriff.
You know me.
What?
I'm fussy.
Yeah, you're fussy. All right. You're fussy. Fussy on the when you pick out a pair of socks.
No.
What? What do you say to me?
No. No.
Just keep it down over there.
Keep it down over there.
Take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
Keep your voice down.
I'm hearing you.
Damn it.
I want to see you.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey. Come on now.
Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor. Very nutritious.
Oh, get a bullhorn.
We need some help. I'll get it.
Okay, go get help. Yeah, that's a good idea. Go get help.
Seek help.
You're weird.
Oh. Yep, that's right. I am, Rosie.
You're the hippopotamus.
I'm the hippopotamus.
All this boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Yeah, you're beginning to. Go to Albuquerque or something like that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You like the bus? Take the bus to Albuquerque.
Yes.
Yeah, see, we agree. We agree. I didn't expect to have this relationship with her this early in the show.
She's pretty and she's nice.
Uh-huh. You talking about yourself?
Yes.
Oh, I disagree.
No.
Yeah, that's more like it. Now you see the light. Now you see the light.
Can you hear me?
I can. How could anyone within six city blocks not hear you?
I want to see you!
Hey. Oh. Hey. Jesus Christ.
You know me. I'm busting.
Oh, man, Rosie, come on, pipe down, all
what
right?
For?
What for? You start screaming so loud everybody can hear you.
Be realistic, Rick.
My name's not Rick, incidentally.
Jesse's delicious.
I don't even know who Jesse is. All right, just chill. Just try to chill out.
Wait till we actually get to the tape of the actual show.
I feel like I know the show now. It's incredible.
We all do. How great is that?
And that whole the whole movie, she's at that level.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
Yeah, one trick pony.
She never stops. Hold on, who's here? Hello, Don and
WJM.
Oops. Mike Show.
Oh, hello, Don. Mike Show.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You know that lady said she was kidnapped by a Mexican man?
Yes. Hispanic. Yes.
Yes.
You think it was George Lopez?
Come on now, you don't want to get married. Get in the car. I'm not going to slow down. I only have one kidney.
How good is your kidney?
Thank you for the transplant, dear.
Now I have the blues.
Oh, I have the blues after watching that Rosie O'Donnell movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, hey, I am a fraternity brother of the fiance. And he is, to show you, he's a nice guy, but to show you how bright he is, He actually failed out of the University of Georgia, which is a pretty
hard to do.
Right.
Not a real tough, not a tough curriculum at the old Bulldog school.
No. Yeah. Well,
unless you're playing basketball, it's not that tough.
All right, gotcha.
Well, he's a winner in life.
He is.
You don't need to graduate college to be a winner in life.
What does he mean?
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, did you catch the last commercial at the end of that show after the Hallmark credits?
Listen, I saw all the commercials. I was explaining this to Mike, who didn't see the show of the year last night.
Right.
The funniest movie since or something about Mary.
I'm killing myself.
It was hilarious.
The commercials were not commercials. They were like 2 to 3 minute playlets.
Right.
Uh-huh. About dumb, sappy-ass Hallmark cards.
Hallmark right. moments, right.
And they were done in the style that if you had had, maybe I had had two drinks, maybe if I had had three,
right. yeah.
I would have laughed at them like they were Saturday Night Live parodies.
They were hilarious.
That's how bad and how suck ass.
Just
they
over
were.
The top.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, the guy that, I don't know, what was the one, the guy that misses his, Jesus, there was one like for an I Miss You card.
Yeah.
There was, and what was the one at the very end?
It was about people that were physically challenged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They make cards for that now?
Yeah.
The brother in the Rosie, apartment.
I want to pet you, Daisy.
Okay, get out of here. But no, that,
is that Joe?
That was John Mason.
Oh,
whose,
okay.
Bride left him this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, Mo, she called me and said, I love you. Said, I love you back.
I hello. Love you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys notice that his interview, it sounded like a NASCAR interview? Like after somebody got taken out in the wreck.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
shut up, bro.
We're having a great day. We're looking like we're going to have a great marriage. And,
it's a good race. We got
Puerto Rico came up behind me and
hold on. You're too right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to that because I was watching part of the race yesterday.
That's very good.
They had a gigantic 25-car pileup.
Yes, very unfortunate.
And those guys, and they were all okay, but they all got to get their plugs in. And he's right. They were all like, we're here with Dale Jarrett. Well, Tim got up into me here at UPS, also Clorox and at Sharpie and Coca-Cola and McDonald's team. We had a good day out there. He got up into it a little bit. We'll get back at it next week.
One guy not too popular up in front of that race, you know, right, Carl? He took him in the ball. You know, one guy gets happy and decides he's going to, you know, go for it all.
No, bro, good day. The Chevron and
tell you,
Sunoco.
Pile up. We just don't need
Exxon, that. Victoria's Secret, and all our great sponsored Hyundai. Yeah. Give us a great card run here, don't they?
Yeah, and let me check the size he's going.
Second dream. She's an extraordinary woman.
Oh, hold on a second. That's Tom Cruise. That was...
It sure
you,
is.
You fooled me there. Rosie, what happened there?
What?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yes,
right.
Of course.
Tom Cruise, you know about him?
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
You love him.
Yes, you do. Now, you pretended that you loved him on your TV show, right?
Yes.
Right? And you're gay. Now you're out, right?
Yes.
And how is that?
Excellent.
Hey, good for you.
Excellent.
Way to go.
And when it comes to women?
Yeah, I love them so much.
No, I know you do. And the whole thing about Tom Cruise, that was just a big lie, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Pee-wee.
It was good.
Excellent.
All right, you know, I got too many tapes today.
A lot of tapes floating
Let's
around.
Let's get
here.
Back to the guy talking like the NASCAR guys after they've lost the race, because that caller had a great point.
Sure did.
Jennifer called about one collect call, and her stepfather answered the telephone. And
We got a good race car.
Give me the,
yeah.
Don't we have, like, NASCAR sounds?
Yeah, we do. Hold on.
That'd be perfect.
I mean, like the real vroom vroom. It could be like this. Let's go courtside now. Michael Waltrip involved in that last wreck here at Talladega. Michael.
Jennifer called about one collect call, and her stepfather answered the telephone. And I heard it ring, and for some reason I had a feeling this one was different. I just said, hey, baby, is that you? And she said, yeah. And I said, I love you. And she said, I love you, too. So are you okay? And she said, yeah, I'm fine. Just, I'm scared. You know, she was scared and crying. And didn't know what to do.
That is exactly a NASCAR interview. That's the same exact tone.
Yes,
it is, Rosie.
Yes.
Pipe down over there. It's perfect. That is perfect.
I called her. That guy had it absolutely correct.
Wouldn't you think the guy would be a little more stressed out, just a little more after being the subject of the investigation? But no, he's unfazed. I think he locked the TV camera.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, they all do. They always do.
I got more tapes, too. I got all the Laura Bush tapes about how funny she was.
George and I are complete opposites. I'm quiet. He's talkative. I'm introverted. He's extroverted. I can pronounce nuclear.
I'm hearing you! So funny! Except she screwed up the punchline.
Yeah, she did.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I thought she was good. I thought that the jokes that they gave her were obviously written for her.
I think that,
her presentation is pretty good.
You don't think that they were met off the cuff?
The amazing thing, however, is that George and I were just meant to be.
Yes.
I was a librarian who spent 12 hours a day in the library.
Yes.
Yet somehow I met George.
Yeah, I love him so much.
Don't forget to pause for laughter.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Yes, exactly. So funny. But, hey, after that debacle, was it the Republican National Convention where they had the Bush twins get out there and try to be funny?
Right.
So whoever, they might have brought another comedy writer in.
Hey, did you ever find out if that picture of Jenna Bush that we talked about on Friday was real, Buzz?
As far as I know, it's real. I have every reason to believe it.
Yeah,
it's
hello.
Still up. I visited it today.
I Don and Mike. Might have taken a look at it over the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You should.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I want to hear John Wick talk to Rosie the Retard.
I didn't want to say that because I know you had so many tapes. And
we've got a lot.
I come in here and I haven't heard anything, but as soon as I heard Rosie.
Rosie?
Yes.
You've got legs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and like not your fat legs, but like these are tapes that will last past today's show.
Exactly.
You hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, you want to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Right.
Judge Melville's going to have a field day with Rosie.
How that is that?
At some point in the future. Because, I think it's tone. It's all about tone.
That's right.
I have to go to the hospital.
Someday when it happens, Don, I'm just going to tell you, just like the caller, I look forward to it.
It'll happen.
We need some help. I'll get it.
I would call that segment When Rosie Meets the Duke.
And also, we'll have Rosie call your parents.
Yes.
See if they can keep a conversation.
Absolutely.
We might do that today. We could have the Rosie Soundalike contest today. I mean, we've got a lot of options open to us on this show.
There is a lot of Rosie him today. And the Duke is still lingering in the background, isn't he?
Oh,
somewhere?
Yeah. He's still there. Somewhere.
Yeah.
He can't resist. I knew you couldn't. It's just too much fun. It's just too. This is just to just to see what it would sound
taste.
Like.
Taste.
Hold on a second.
That's
still
bad.
That's a bad. See that? It just cut off the beginning of that and just clipped that one.
Most of your blab too.